to see this day.
The voice you're listening to may sound familiar. That's because it's the voice of Avi Kaplan of the a cappella group Pentatonix. Kaplan, a bass in the group, is from Visalia and recently launched his own project called Avriel and the Sequoias. FM 89's Ezra David Romero had a chance to chat with him about why he's leaving Pentatonix and about his latest EP, Sage and the Stone.
Hey, Avi, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, no problem. How are you?
Pretty good. It's a beautiful day here in Central California, you know, 105.
Nice, yeah, absolutely. I know how that goes.
Yeah, you know how it is here. I think most people know about your connections and success with the a cappella group Pentatonix, but how did you get involved with this group?
I was asked to join the group when I was in college by Scott, and, you know, it was just kind of off of a whim, and, you know, I joined the group. We auditioned for the show, the sing-off, and then we won that show, and then, you know, just kept going and going and going, and did a lot of great things, and it was kind of a quick thing, and, you know, I didn't really expect it to go how it went, but it definitely did. It was a crazy ride.
Yeah, what was that experience like?
Oh, man, I mean, it's been surreal. It's been crazy. I mean, doing something that I love that, you know, that is really, you know, seen as a risk to really the rest of the world, you know, being a musician, to have it be successful and for people to love it and for people to love what you do and to appreciate what you put out there, it's a really unbelievable feeling.
I think our listeners will be interested that you have your roots here in the Central Valley. Tell me about that. Did you go to school here?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Visalia, California. I went to Mountain View Elementary School. I went to Divisadero Middle School, and I went to Mount Whitney High School. I loved growing up in Visalia. It was a really amazing place to grow up. Music was a huge part of the community. Every school that I went to, music was very, very prevalent and very much encouraged. And so I feel super blessed to have been a part of a community that, you know, was so encouraging and supportive of music. And, you know, it's a beautiful place to grow up. I mean, there's just miles and miles of beautiful farmland, and the Sequoia National Park is not far at all. I used to be up there all the time, just exploring. I mean, I honestly couldn't have loved growing up there more. I love that I'm from there, which is why, you know, I named my new solo project, you know, after the Sequoias, because it's so, I love so much where I grew up. It means so much to me. It's so much part of who I am. And yeah, I just love it.
So Sequoia National Park is one of my favorite spots on Earth. I have memories of like jumping off cliffs at near Potwisha, the big trees, the beauty of the Great Western Divide. How has this region shaped your new project, Avriel and the Sequoias?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, if someone was to take a road trip from over the Grapevine all the way up to the Sequoias and they were to listen to my EP, I think that they would understand where all the music came from. I think it really fits the scenery of where I grew up. I feel like it really sets the scene for it. It's just something that I just feel like nature inspires that type of raw, acoustic, just super real type of folk music. It just feels right at home there. It feels like the soundtrack, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, Visalia has that folk scene happening. And, I mean, even in Bakersfield from, like, ages ago, sort of traveled up, and that's sort of the history there. It kind of feels like you're, in a positive way, riding on the coattails of that and creating something new.
When I was growing up, the folk music was always something that I fell in love with. I mean, my mom was a huge fan of the Sons of the San Joaquin, and, you know, I love listening to them. It's amazing. I love that, you know, it all coincides with my hometown where I came from.
Let's talk about the songs. Is there a song in this EP that is dearest to your heart?
Each one of them, for one reason or another, means a great, great deal to me. I couldn't pinpoint one that would be the dearest to my heart. If you chose one song off the EP, I could absolutely tell you where it lies in my heart, you know. But they're all about equal, I would say.
So Sweet Adeline, you know, it seems to be the signature song. Talk to me about that one.
It's a love song. It's the type of love song where it embodies that love that is just, it's something that you can't deny, and it just makes you unbelievably happy. You know, it's just something where it's the type of love where you don't care what happens with it. You just want to be engulfed in it because it's so amazing and it makes you so happy. And that's kind of what I wanted to capture. It's that new love. It's that unbelievable feeling of butterflies, you know, just where you're just, you know, walking around whistling because you're so happy and you're so in love. That's what that song is about.
Let's take a listen.
Sweet Adeline, apple of my eye. Sweet Adeline, oh, won't you be mine? Where are you from? What do you do? Why did you run? Somebody's missing on you. If you're crying, sweet Adeline, apple of my eye. They're crying, sweet Adeline. Oh, won't you be mine? Oh, won't you be.
Your new EP is so different than what you created with Pentatonix. It's not Lady Gaga, Beyonce covers, or your original songs. What are you most looking forward to in this next season of your life?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, this is the type of music that I have always grown up with. It's the type of music that I've written all my life. So it's really amazing to be able to get back to my roots and to be able to sing my own words and be able to express and emote things that are very, very dear to me. Lyrics are extensions of the soul. And it's just so exciting to be able to do that, to show people what I have to offer. I honestly couldn't be more excited for it, really. It's really a dream come true that I'm still able to do music and be able to do, you know, this type of music that's so dear to my heart.
Before we go, let's talk about Fields and Pier. What's that song all about?
So that song is a conversation between my past and present self, just kind of speaking to one another and, you know, just assuring that in my life I've been on a lot of journeys, you know. I mean, coming from Visalia, going to LA, you know, just trying to be a musician in the world is just not exactly easy, you know. And so, you know, it's a journey song, and it's a conversation between my past and present self. It's kind of an encouragement to myself to keep going and keep fighting for my dreams, you know.
Yeah, let's listen to that song.
I will stay upon your mind when I'm gone. Fine, I will be gone. Come for long.
Talking about that divide, thinking about like 10 years ago when you weren't in Pentatonix and you hadn't been found yet, did you ever think you were going to make it this big?
Definitely not. I definitely didn't think that my life would end up the way that it did. You know, if I were to go back 10 years and talk to my 18-year-old self about what is about to happen in the next 10 years, I wouldn't believe it. Not any part of it. It was always a dream of mine. But, you know, those are always dreams, or those are always something you're fighting for. But for them to actually come true and for you to be able to create your own destiny is a really surreal thing. It's really amazing.
Totally. And then there are the Grammys, right? I mean, that's like even more validation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like everything that we've done has been an absolute dream come true. It's beyond anything that I ever could have imagined for myself. And it's just such an honor to have been a part of it and to be continuing on this journey and, you know, to strive for my next dreams and fight for what I believe in and give my music to the world, give my heart to the world, you know.
Finally, where can people find your work, and are you going to perform any of this stuff off your EP soon?
I don't think I'll be touring it quite soon. I would like to be playing live, but I think I'd like to get a little more content and put together a beautiful tour for people. And as for finding it, I mean, you can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Google Play, you can find it on Amazon, any place that you would hope to find it, you can find it there.
I've been chatting with Avi Kaplan about his new solo folk project, Avriel and the Sequoias. He's a Visalian native who made it big in the a cappella group Pentatonix. Thanks for joining me, Avi.
Yeah, no problem.